Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Grab a drink, get comfy, and join us for some therapy.
With a twist.
This week on Just Our Life, there's just no agenda.
There's no agenda. It's literally just been chaos.
We've just been, like, collecting things we want to talk about, and here we are.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a bunch of random topics that we're like, let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
We have questions, and we want to talk about them.
Yeah. Well, we also recorded so much last week because we had the fantasy football, the true crime, and
then a normal episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a lot.
We just jotted our thoughts down now this week.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a little difficult, too, because sometimes I feel like I see you all the time, and if we could just record our lives 24/7.
Yeah, we talk so often that we're like, we have to put things in this notes app that, like, we don't talk about so that we can talk about it later for the podcast, because it just feels weird if you, we can't talk about something that we've already talked about.
No.
So it's like,
and
we have to keep it authentic.
Yeah, we work together, we live together, so it's like work.
So we just collect notes throughout the week of things we want to bring up.
Yeah, I think my first one was we redid our patio, so we're actually
so cute. We're recording on our patio.
Yes.
Right now.
But we were outside right before we were redoing it, and Bailey is outside with us, and she just appears and drops a jalapeno at our feet.
Jalapeno.
And I was like, ma'am, are you picking my vegetables for me?
And, well, I think she was playing with a tomato earlier, a little cherry tomato.
Yeah. So she likes to pick the vegetables, but just not eat them.
She's getting to work. If we had chickens, she could be manning our chickens, too. She'd have a garden, a chicken. She'd be a farm dog right here in our little bitty backyard.
In the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Cool. She'd be a great dog for that. I think she would love it, though.
Oh, she 100%.
Because she loves the cats, too.
Yeah, she does not mind other animals.
No, she would be living her best life. She'd be like, chickens?
Yeah, she don't care.
They want to run around with me? I can do that. But yeah, she just shows up with a random jalapeno that she picked and just drops it at our feet. Like, here you go, guys.
She's trying to pay rent because
she's making up all the fur.
Expensive.
She's making up for the fur that's all over the house now.
That too. We still need to teach her how to
brush herself.
Vacuum, sweep. Whatever that girl can do besides picking damn peppers, like, I guess if that's
she can pick peppers, she can figure something out.
That's a start.
We'll get there someday. I thought it was precious. I was like, what in the world is this? At first, we thought it was a dead animal.
Because she was, like, throwing it around a little bit, and so I wonder if she bit into it and it was spicy, because she was, like, tossing it around. And so when she came up to me with it, I literally thought she was going to be dropping a mouse off at my feet. And it was a damn pepper. And it had a bite in it. So I'm
she took a bite. She didn't mean to.
No. It's like her tooth punctured it.
Yeah, that was a spicy surprise.
Yeah. Cute.
Oh, these babies. They crack me up.
We had to lock them up. Charles was not happy.
No. Well, Charles, we let him out, but as we discussed, he was an escape artist, and so now he's not allowed outside, so he just sits there at the patio door and, like, scratches at it waiting for us, and
stop him from bitching and moaning.
No, he knocked a plant over the other day because he was so mad. I don't know.
I don't know. I raise him wild.
You do something.
I raise him wild. I don't know.
I don't know. My cats, I'm like, if you guys pick up these bad behaviors.
They're little angels. Like, your cats are just like, I seen Lucy today and I was like, you're literally the sweetest thing.
You just walk around and do your own thing. You don't cry at me.
I haven't ever heard you once. Like, you're in my room and you're just silent, like, in a little loaf on my chair in my room. Like, you're not all up in my business. Like, Charlie will stand on me and I don't know what it is, but he will put so much of his weight on his paws that I feel like my legs are getting bruised, because I'm like, how are you only like 16 pounds but you are putting 40 pounds worth of force on your two little paws?
He's a chunky boy.
He is sturdy.
Speaking of sturdy, we're kind of in an era right now.
Yeah, our big boy era. You need me a big boy. After that draft.
Oh my goodness.
After that draft, yeah, I'm like, big boy. Where's the biggest boy that I can find?
And it doesn't even have to just be tall. Like, I mean, it's a benefit, but, like, I just want you to be sturdy.
Over 6'2 and over 200 pounds, that's all I ask.
I don't even need 6'2. I'm 5'4". Yeah,
I'll settle. No, actually, I won't settle. I need 6'2". I've seen some of these football players. I know what y'all can do. I need 6'2 and 6'4". Because the thing is that you know how, like, when you're tall, like, if you're a tall girl, it's like, oh, I can make D1 babies.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not making a D1 baby with somebody that's 6 foot tall because you're not a D1 person. You're 6 foot tall as a man. I'm the one putting in all this work to make a D1 baby. So I need a man that's 6'4 so that we're both putting in the same amount of effort to making this D1 baby.
Yeah, I'm not making D1 babies. I'm over here 5'4", not making those. Yeah. What a mess. I just feel like a big boy would be good, though. Like, you're cozy.
I need that in my life. It's getting chilly out.
Yeah, you want to go get tacos at 2 a.m.? No one's going to say no to that.
No, yeah. Like, can we just lay in bed all day and, like...
We can snack and watch TV all day long.
You know?
You're not trying to make me go hiking at 6 a.m.?
No, yeah. You know, the best thing... I had my big boy era last fall, too, and that shit was nice. Twilight, I forced this man to watch every single Twilight. We watched every single Twilight from beginning to end, and we were snowed in. It doesn't even matter that he was a shitty person. He was a big boy, and it made me have a good winter last year. I don't know.
Cozy winter.
Yeah, I'm like, I was cozy.
As the SNL skit, you were a winter wife.
Yeah, like, that's what I need. So, applications are open.
Yeah, I would be okay with that, too.
But
I think that would be cozy. We were at Lowe's this weekend because we decided we're boss bitches and we can just do things ourselves.
Yes, so we have this futon. Did we talk about this futon last time? What we were going to do with it?
We talked about building a bench for it.
Yeah.
We changed our minds.
Grab that bench because we went to Lowe's after having an espresso martini.
You shot glassed a
shotted the espresso martini with the espresso beans. And I almost choked. It was the scariest moment of my life.
The face you made. So we went to Chili's.
Oh, for I recorded it too.
Yes, you did. You did record you shotting this. Oh. So we went to brunch. We call it brunch. It really wasn't brunch.
It was
Chili's doesn't have brunch.
It was noon on a Saturday at Chili's. So that's our brunch.
Yes. So we got some appetizers and they have espresso martinis now and they don't come with vodka. They have tequila and rum.
Tequila and rum. It was stout.
It was very, very, very heavy.
Yeah, and my friend worked there, and they hooked me up.
Yeah. So, Taylor decides that she's drinking it, and she's drinking it a little slow. And I was like, oh, we'll go to Lowe's after this. And so, she just decides that she's going to just shot it, and she must have forgot there were
the coffee beans in there. The three coffee beans that are, like, right in the top that make it look all pretty. Went straight down my throat. I was so scared for my life because I was like, I can't spit it out because then I can't re-drink it. So I just have to do it. But no, yeah, then we went to Lowe's to find ourselves some big boys after our espresso martinis because we're classy. after our Chili's brunch. On one. Wait, can we laugh about this?
Literally.
Cracking the fuck
we're
up.
We're laughing. We're laughing for sure. Oh my god. It has been a...
It's been a kind of chill week. Like,
it's been really good. I think emotionally we're both like, we're good to go this week. And I just feel like it's great.
Mercury retrograde ended and I'm a different person.
There's a new moon and I'm a different person.
Yeah.
So we went to Lowe's. And my intention with going to Lowe's What was I even going for? Oh, the rocks to make the
fire pit. We made a little fire pit.
Yeah, I wanted to have this cute little fire pit on the patio, like a little, like, individual one. Since there's just two of us, it doesn't need to be a massive fire pit. Mm-hmm. And so I went to get rocks and the little tiki torch thing. And so we decided we could probably just get cylinder blocks.
Yeah.
To put...
put our futon.
Yes.
Like, it replaced the legs with these, like, cylinder blocks. And...
fabulous.
It worked perfect. It literally couldn't have worked better.
Yeah.
And we have a little table in the corner. We needed no man.
No man.
We didn't even need a tool.
Not even, no. No, we lifted these and we put them up. We did everything we needed to do.
I climbed myself on the smoker. Like, we were...
to put the lights on.
We were getting into work.
We were. We sat there. And this was all on Saturday. Like, after brunch.
We, like, woke up, like, we're gonna get Chili's. Which, I slept in to, like, 10. And then at noon, we're like, we're gonna get Chili's.
Yeah.
And then we just started the day off. We went to Lowe's. We did the patio. And then I napped at, like, 5 p.m.
You did nap. And I was like, I don't know what this girl is doing with her life.
I don't really even know what happened. I didn't even go out Saturday night, did I?
No.
No, I napped and then I went back to bed. I woke up at, like, 8 p.m. and went back to bed at 10 p.m. I don't know what that's about.
Your body needed the rest.
Yeah,
that's why we're doing so good this week.
I do think so, yeah. And I'm so tired today.
I feel that too. I got to work a little early this morning and I was like, you know, I could take a little nap.
I could
sleep under my desk. I'm pretty sure nobody would ever notice, you know? No, they would notice. They'd be like, what is Danielle doing under her desk? She's living her best life.
I'd be doing that.
Yeah, so we were trying to decide if there were big boys that were not married at Lowe's and where they're at.
So if Saturday's at Lowe's, maybe that's going to be our thing. We're going to go to Chili's and then we're going to go to Lowe's. Real classy. We're going to find us.
Maybe we'll switch it up between Lowe's and Home Depot.
Yeah, which one? Isn't one, like, known for being conservative and one of them being known for...
Home Depot is more conservative, so maybe not Home Depot.
We can, like, mix it up. We can... because sometimes the conservative ones are useful. They have trucks and shit.
They do. And when we were leaving, there was a guy in front of us that had a truck, and he had a bunch of, like, 2x4s off the back of it. And I was like, Taylor, what do we do to find a man with a truck?
We get on Facebook dating. And... yeah. I feel like that would be the place where they would have trucks.
It would be like Farmers Only.
Yeah. Like, I feel like Facebook dating is the equivalent of Farmers Only.
I feel like, yeah, that would be pretty close. I think it's crazy that Facebook has dating.
Yeah.
But, like, what are you doing, Facebook? And then they brought back the, like, poke feature on Facebook. And I'm like, what are we doing here, Facebook? Why are we doing these?
Well, I was saying earlier that you don't even need Facebook dating because it will tell you people you may know. First, like...
oh, hello.
No, he's cute. He's... I don't know what to call him.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Is it somebody's
relative? We
don't have
a nickname for this man, but we need a nickname for him. Oh. Big boy from last year. Oh. Last winter. This is his roommate.
We called him D-Bag.
Yeah. It's a little too close to his real name.
No, well, he's a douchebag, so whatever.
But, no, that's his roommate. But, like, that's the thing, is that you just swipe through people you may know, and...
see if anybody has a truck in their profile.
See if there's any cuties on there. And there's your Facebook dating. So.
Taylor's gonna get us the man with the truck, apparently.
Prague. That's what I'm telling you. I can just find them on...
well, hopefully not everybody unblocks you on there, then. Because they don't need to pop up, either.
No, yeah.
Let's not see that nonsense. I just, you know... I don't know.
And on our big boy, we've had a lot of talk about big boys this week. But I think if you're over 6'4", three of your red flags will be replaced with yellow flags.
Ooh... Maybe
not for everybody, but for me.
Well, and it also depends on what their red flags were.
Yeah, it's not going to be, like, it's not just any three red flags. Like, it's not your three worst, most
No, it's
red
like
flags. It's like
you might leave the toilet seats. You might leave the toilet seat up.
Yeah, it's like you have like mild road rage. Mm. And so then I'm like, but if you're 6'4", no, actually, I don't know. I have a little bit of trauma with the road rage.
That one's gonna stay a red flag regardless.
But yeah, I don't know. Other red flags.
Like, I don't know. Maybe you don't have a sister.
Maybe if you're over 6 foot, I'll give you my Snapchat because.
Because that's the only thing
you need. Because that's the only thing you need. I literally am just going to use you for the winter. I'm kidding.
But not really. I'm not. I'm not kidding at all. No, like, I would keep you longer than the winter. If you
have a good personality. Yeah. But if you're a shitbag, like Mr. D-bag from last winter, and you, yeah.
No, I just...
If I find out that you're trying to sleep with my friends...
Yeah.
Move on.
I just want to snuggle, and, you know, I just... I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I've never dated a big guy.
Oh, I love a big boy.
Never dated one. So...
But you didn't know big boys were my type.
I didn't know big boys were your type at all.
Well, the last guy I brought over was not a big...
He was a little baby guy.
He was sweet.
He was nice. But you know what? If you're a nice big guy, like...
Teddy bear.
We have direct message. It's fine.
Yeah, hit me up. Just kidding.
But really?
I don't know if I'm kidding.
If you're nice... Okay, here's the thing. If you're nice, like... You get a chance. You get a chance if you're nice.
No, yeah, that's my thing.
But I need you to continually be nice. It can't just be, oh, I'm going to be nice and then sleep with you and then be done.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to be nice.
I need you to, like, at least the bare minimum, watch all the Twilights with me.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can be a douchebag, but if you're going to shut up for some Twilight.
Yeah, let's go. I feel like also that. We have our standards, like, for what we want, but, like, what we've accepted previously, I feel like, is on the ground. So, like, yeah. Bare minimum's on the ground, boys. Be a big boy.
It is the bare minimum, because it's, like, just the bare minimum at this point. But also, I say it's the bare minimum because I feel like it should be basic knowledge. I shouldn't be telling you what my standards are. My standards be like, nice. Just be a nice person. That should not have to be what I tell you to be my standard.
You should be that generically. You should just be a nice person. Like, yeah. That should be how your life is.
But also my standards are much higher. If you just wait. Just wait. You'll learn some things.
We'll get there. But the thing is, I feel like if you're nice, like, that's the start. That's the start. Like, but you have to be continued. And one thing I will tell you, if you listen when I speak, or, like, if we're, like, texting or talking or communicating, and you quote something back to me that I said weeks ago,
I'm going to be impressed.
Oh, my God. Like, you will be mine forever. Like, you will have my heart right there. Because I like to be heard. I like to be in that communication. I think...
What? You know, it's so funny. I have a non-negotiables list.
Oh, God.
In my notes app. And I feel like they're good.
Do you want to read some of them?
I don't... So, this... I made this October 9th, 2023. So, almost a year ago.
Okay.
I made these last year.
Okay.
So, I don't even know...
You can read them. The ones that you want to read.
Considerate of others.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's just, like... That's what I'm saying when I'm, like... Oh, just be a nice person. No, you have to be considerate of others. Because I'm not going to be with an entitled douchebag.
No, I don't want you to be nice to me just because you think you get to sleep with me or whatever.
Yeah.
I need it's you to how be you nice treat to everybody. Anyone. Yeah. And I need you to just be kind.
Yeah, like I... Thinks I'm funny.
Oh my God, but standards. You're a hoot and a holler.
So far, I have had no problems with that.
Yeah, like, no, you had so many gentlemen tell you that you're a hoot and a holler. I just think it's so precious.
My favorite, it's like a little bit backhanded because they're always like, I didn't expect you to be funny.
or the worst, where they're like, you're funny for a girl. Oh my God, Justin yesterday at work.
Uh-huh.
Justin, I'm calling you out because I know you'll listen. He made a comment about me talking shit the other day. And he goes,
I almost said, you're really good at talking shit for a girl. And I was like, sir.
Justin, you're going to get hit.
Woo. I'm really good at talking shit because of who I am as a person.
Yeah.
Being a girl just makes it even better. What are you talking about?
No, it's funny because I am, like, I don't just open up to anybody, I feel like.
No. Except for the podcast.
Yeah. And then, like, the podcast, I'm like, sometimes I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to act to, like, people. Like, when I see people that listen to the podcast, I'm like, I'm shy. I am so shy.
And they're like, are you?
I know.
Are
like, you? I don't know. Like, this is me at home, I guess. But back to my non-negotiables. Dependable. If I fuck up, I know I can call you and not get a shit ton of slack about it.
Oh.
Because I hate when it's like, you can show up and you can do something for me, but if you're gonna, like, if it's gonna feel you're holding it over my head.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't
want
that.
Just don't do it.
Just do it because you love me or you're kind to me. Like, because you have, like, you value me as a person.
Yeah, and the thing is that when my, like, I can think of just, like, people in my, like, in my family. Like, my brother got into, like, a wreck a few months back. And it's, like, he fucked up. He caused the wreck. But, like, I showed up for him and, like, picked him up and stuff. And I literally was, like, I don't want him to feel bad. Like, he fucked up and he made a mistake. But, like, he's my brother. So, it's,
and
like,
he already feels bad enough.
He already feels bad. He doesn't need more grief. He doesn't need more shit. Like, he's already going to have to deal with repercussions. Like, it's not my fucking place. I can just be here and show up for him. It doesn't take anything from me to just be, like, dude, it's your car. Like, it doesn't even affect me. Like, I had to spend an hour out of my night, maybe, just sitting on the side of the road with him. But, like, he doesn't need shit about it. And so it's just, like, when it's someone you love, it's, like, the person I'm going to be in a relationship with, I need them to just, I know they're going to show up. I know they're not going to give me shit. I know they're just going to, like, get through it with me.
They're going to be like, you know what? Yeah, this is a shit situation, but I'm here to help you.
Yeah, like, and just someone that can make any situation fun.
Yes, because, like, you know what? There are a lot of things where I'm like,
That is a bonus of a green flag. Like, if you can make any situation fun, even, because that's the thing, is I can make any situation fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be sitting in an ER. We'll be playing heads up. Like, we'll be playing games on our phone. Like, we'll be having a hoot and a holler.
A hoot and a holler. I just, I could see that. I want that to be that's a non-negotiable for sure.
Yeah. And then my says, like, takes initiative, fixes things without being asked, hype man. I bet those are just non-negotiables. Like, it's more than just being nice. I'm like, yeah, be nice. But, like, also, like,
be my person.
Provide for me. Like, do the more. Because the thing is, no doubt, I'm going to provide for you.
I can give what I require.
Yeah.
Like, I can give what I require.
You want something? I'm going to get it for you. I can do it. Like, I can
make that shit happen.
I will move the moon and the stars.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to settle for something that's not going to do that for me.
No, because I feel like there's a lot of times where I give even more than I require.
Unless you're 6'4" and only meeting a girl from September to December. Maybe January. Maybe February if it's really cold.
Then we can
discuss. But my birthday is in March, so we can't do that. Actually, March 10th. After my birthday, then we can break up. I'll get a gift out of it.
Valentine's Day, all of that. Oh, just stay there.
And there's Christmas and stuff.
I made a comment today that, no, not today, I didn't make it today, but it just made me think of Valentine's Day, and I was like, I got flowers for Valentine's Day this year.
Like, 6-7 months ago?
Yeah. From a friend of mine.
Oh.
It was the first time I'd ever gotten anything for Valentine's Day.
I've gotten more flowers in the last year of my life than I think I've ever gotten.
Isn't it crazy?
It's
crazy.
No, and I love it. Like, I love flowers.
Oh my god, me too.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, I love flowers, and I get, my parents send me flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, oh my god, hand, like, delivered flowers. My parents do this so well, because, like, all four of them will get together and they'll, like, they've done it a couple times at work where they send me, like, a big bouquet of flowers, and it's, like, a note from all four of them. And it's, like, it's really sweet. And I'm, like, this is why my standards are high, is because I have four parents providing for me. If you're not gonna be stepping up to help a little bit,
yeah,
I don't really need you. But, no, I love flowers. And D-Bag, he, whenever we, like, called things quits for, like, the final time, because he was, like, trying to sleep with my friend, Maybe he did sleep with my friends. I don't know. My friends and I didn't know. We found out after that we were dating the same guy. Oh. Anyway. Like, my friend... Anyway. Different story.
Anywho.
But he bought me flowers, and they were hand-delivered, and, like... But I was just, like, you're a piece of
this
shit.
This doesn't make up for this.
No, yeah. They were gorgeous. But... So I appreciate the flowers, but,
Maybe not be an ass.
Yeah. He was like, can we start over as friends? And I'm like, the fuck were we ever friends? We met on a dating app.
We weren't friends.
We've never been friends.
Yeah, I love flowers. I think we have flowers in the house right now. I feel like if we don't have flowers in the house, something is wrong. Yeah. And if boys want to provide those, I'm okay with that.
It's just a little treat. It's a little reward. It's pretty. It's, I don't know. It's a thought.
You buy someone flowers, not because they're expensive or...
And something about I don't know what it is, but something about, like, a man buying, like, girly little flowers. I'm like, oh! You know?
Yeah, no, it's
precious. I'm like, a man holding flowers? That's better than even receiving the flowers, because I'm just like...
You look cute. Could you imagine a 6'4" big boy with some flowers? Mm. Whew. Yeah, no, I'm okay. The height thing doesn't really bother me. I keep saying that, but okay. So Taylor's tall. Taylor's a lot taller than I am. She's like half a foot taller than I am. Yeah. So there's a difference. She has to have a taller guy.
Yeah.
I tried
telling myself that I don't have to, and maybe I don't have to. But this winter, I have to. NFL draft. I don't know what it was.
It sparked something.
But yeah. Those are something.
It was a big boy era. I don't even know. I don't even know where to go with that. So Dancing with the Stars is out next week.
Next week. I'm so excited because I was obsessed with the Olympics, and now
Steven,
the pommel horse prince. Steven, what were they called? Him? Superman or something? Clark Kent. He is on it, and his partner, Riley, I love her. She was Harry Jowsey's partner.
Oh, God.
On Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
And Alona Mayer. Alona Mayer is on there. That is, like, I think.
And she's athletic.
Almost better than Steve, I think, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be hard. But I love it. And they're both posting so many TikToks, and so I've been keeping up with them. Anna Delvey.
Yes.
Is on it. Yes. I've rewatched The Making of Anna Delvey.
Inventing Anna. Yeah.
Yeah. I rewatched that last night. Actually, I finished it.
I loved it. I'm so excited that, like,
I know, she's I wanted to understand what was happening, because I was like, how the hell is she on Dancing with the Stars right now? Did she get found guilty?
So
why is she wearing an ankle monitor? But I got all the answers.
Yeah, her ankle monitor was, like, the restriction was, like, loosened, and then, like, they allowed her to do that.
Yeah. Well, she got out in 2021.
Yes.
And then got detained by ICE for overstaying her visa.
Well, obviously.
And so I guess that's where the ankle monitor comes in while she's on this, like, probation thing, but she may still possibly get deported. But I don't know, like, when. I don't know. But anyway, I'm really fucking excited for Dancing with the Stars. I believe it's on Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
I think so.
And I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah.
I'll have to keep up. And I'll try to keep up the best that I can with fantasy football.
Oh, God, I'm struggling. Guys, I tried to watch the first game.
Did we win this week? Is this week over?
I thought it starts Monday. This week ends tonight. I think it resets at 2 a.m. this morning. But, yes, we did win this week.
We won?
We did. He has his defense playing tonight, the guy that we're up against. But... our win probability is 99% and his is 1. So, yeah, we won. Cool. All of ours have played, and we're at 115.62. And he's at 90.9, and the only thing left he has is his defense tonight. Mm. So, I think we're pretty golden.
Good. Did we almost get Tyreek Hill? Because I remember...
We were supposed to.
Well, actually, I guess he did pretty good, but he got thrown on the ground before a game. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
He got pulled over and, like, put in handcuffs. Oh. They threw his ass on the ground. Shit. And he got let out. I was going to look into it more before I said anything, but I didn't look into it at all, actually. I seen videos of him in handcuffs on the ground, and then he went and still played the opening game, I guess it was.
Crazy.
And he still went and played, and then he scored a touchdown, and his little touchdown celebration was him, like, pretending to get arrested, which...
Oh, God.
Everybody's like, that's so classless. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Might have been a little funny. A little funny. I just, you know, I'm trying to. I tried to watch the game Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I struggled a little bit because I have never watched a football game before.
Do you know, like, what the downs are?
No,
like,
I don't know any of that. So, I legit was sitting here and I was like, oh my God, Taylor's not here. Who can I talk to? So, I...
It's pretty easy. Like, when you really get to know it, you have 4 tries to get 10 yards.
Yeah.
And then you restart. And then you get 4 more tries, 10 yards. But if you don't make it the 10 yards, the other team gets the ball.
Don't even know. And yeah. Then I was asking Justin questions. I was like, who gives the ball to the QB? He was like, the center. And I was like, thanks, pal. And then I was like, also, are some of these boys drafted out of high school? He goes, no, there's rules against that. I was like, so at the bottom of the screen, they're like announcing and they're saying like what school they're from. And some of them are not colleges. Some of them are high school. Apparently they can say whatever they want. So then he sent me a YouTube video of them saying really funny things, and one of them was like, body built by Taco Bell. And I about died laughing. I was like, these boys are funny, they're big boys and they're funny.
Oh my God, no. Even like better. That's my thing, is that I follow all the wives and girlfriends on TikTok. Like, I listen to I love Isaac Rochelle and Allison Cooch. He played for the Raiders for a little bit, but he has been an NFL free agent and didn't get drafted this year or last year. I think he got let go of the Browns, too. But I listened to her podcast, and she explains football. She explains, like, the NFL.
Maybe I need that, because...
It's really good. She just started it again.
I struggled trying to watch this. I watched a little over half of it. And let me tell you, I was like, I don't know what's happening. I just see a bunch of guys running up and down this field, and then I have no idea what's happening. I don't know what any of this means. So if anybody wants to be, you know, like my tutor for this.
Tutor.
I would be okay with that too.
Yeah. Well, her podcast is called Sunday Sports Club with Allison Cooch. She's okay. Really cool. Okay.
I'm gonna check her out.
And she explains like way more than just like the rules on the field. She talks about like how their pay and like how them getting signed and stuff works, and like how her husband is still technically part of the NFL even though he isn't on a team. Yeah. And like kind of goes into like all that stuff, but she's cool. I don't know. I guess football's like always on in my house, and so it's always been like just a thing, but like I've never cared about stats or, oh my God, my family watching the football game. What day was that? Sunday,
yesterday.
Yesterday?
Holy that God. Was yesterday. God. Oh my God.
My family wanted to watch the Bills play because part of my family is Bills fans, and they're out of our network. So you can stream football, NFL football games that are in your network on like Paramount Plus and NFL Plus. And so I subscribe to all these things. Because my stepdad was like, we're not paying $500 to watch any NFL game of our choice. And I was like, $500? Where are you pulling this number from? Like, it's $7.99 for NFL Plus. Yeah. And so I subscribed to NFL Plus, pay my $7.99. Sure enough, you can only see games that are in your... In your network, I guess. And so it was like only I could only see 2 of like the however many games there were. And so you have to get the NFL Sunday ticket or something to be able to see, like, any NFL game that you want to see.
And that one's $500?
It's $479 a month, or a year.
A year? Fuck.
And then you also have to subscribe to YouTube TV, which is also an additional monthly.
I don't like football enough
for people that. Are people paying that? Or, like, is that why they go to, like... bars to watch football?
Probably, because it's cheaper and the bars are already paying for all of it, so.
Yeah, because, like, I guess the only team that my family watches that's really, like, out of their network is the Bills, and they're like, we're not paying $500 to watch the Bills play. Which, they usually go to the Kansas City Chiefs and Bills game anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
So they have that here. They're fine. Yeah. They've got this down.
They get to see their one Chiefs game because, like, half my family's Chiefs fans and half my family's Bills fans.
Oh, my goodness. I really tried. And I'm hoping that, you know, because this was just week one. I've got, what did we discover, 13 weeks?
It's so juicy. I feel like there's just so much drama in the NFL. I kind of love it.
Speaking of juicy. I have one episode left of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
I hopped in on episode 7, and I'm already, like, I'm going to rewatch all of this that I know it's going on.
Well, so I watched them on TikTok for a while. I remember seeing them pop up, like, in the beginning. I didn't, like...
They've been all over my TikTok.
Well, I didn't get really involved in the beginning. Yeah. And then, like, the scandal came out of, like, the soft swinging. And I was like, I don't know what this means, but, you know, sure. Do what you do. And then, so, the TV show came out, and I started it yesterday. And let me tell you, there's some juicy shit on this. And I was like, whoo.
Like, what did these people do before TikTok?
I don't know. None of them. Well, actually, they're all super young, so.
They probably just literally came out of high school, started making little videos.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was intense. Like, some of their things on there, like.
And it's all in Utah.
Yeah. Mormon capital of the world, because they're all Mormon.
And swinging is very, I'm learning through TikTok that swinging is very common in the Mormon
world. Well, there's a lot of, like, polygamy in the Mormon world, too. Like, sister wives.
Are Mormons who do the soaking?
Yes. Yes. Mormons are the ones that do the soaking.
Like, at that point, when you're just trying to find that many loopholes.
Just do it.
What's the point? What's the point? If there's a loophole for literally every single rule.
Do it and ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm just like, your intentions are still.
The same.
Exactly the same. You're just going a different route to fulfilling your intentions.
And you're basically doing the same
and
thing.
And is your God not judging you on what your intentions are? And less on the act?
I don't know. I have questions, though. I have questions about this.
Yeah,
I can't. Might have to do a little more researching on that one. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to judge. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Let your freak flag fly.
Yes.
But,
do your own thing. Don't hide behind your religion for it. Like, if that's, like...
It's almost like on the show, they're not allowed to gamble and they're not allowed to drink, but they still...
They're not even supposed to swear, because they said in the beginning, and I swear I heard that F word, like, 4 or 5 times, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I just feel like we're grown-ups. If you want to do something, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, as long
or
as...
Or if you are so heavily... I'm actually not going to get into the topic of religion, but I'm just like, if you're so heavily devoted in religion, just sustain with pride. Just be like, yeah, I'm religious, and these are my... And I'm sitting this one out. Like, how do you just not say, I'm just going to sit this one out. I'm just going to wait. They'll find loopholes. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I get that. Like, no premarital sex, but we're going to basically do it. But not do it. And I'm like, at this point, like, the only thing that's... First of all, you're not even going to enjoy it. Second of all, It's not... You're doing yourself a disservice.
And also, at this time, like, when they're doing it, they're, like, children, probably. Yes. So it's like, dude, you're a child. That's another thing, is that...
Babies don't need to make babies.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need any more babies making babies. Like... I firmly believe in do whatever you want to do as long as you have consent and it doesn't involve children.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Children cannot consent.
No.
They do, like, even 17 years old, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
No.
They cannot consent. I hate the whole, like, oh, I'm going to wait till they're 18 and snap them up. No, they still don't know what the fuck is going on in their head. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
You're a weirdo.
Do we want to do CoStar? I feel like CoStar today was pretty decent for me. We had one together, so that was a lot of fun. So mine says, love doesn't collapse under the weight of its contradictions. It expands to contain them. Find your pace. You're finding that the more honest you are about what you want, the clearer everything becomes. It doesn't have to be defined right now.
Oh.
And then do documentaries, wiki holes, conspiring, and then don't doublespeak, jargon, or comparisons.
I think that means that you need to do your true crime.
It's
like, go into it.
Yeah, but it's also telling me to do what I want to do, and I feel like I've taken some giant leaps this week, so. Yeah,
do it.
I'm excited.
Mine is, you can change your mind as often as you want, which is going to be a lot. Do set limits, dear diary. I do that every single day. Clothing swaps, don't, daintiness, hurdles, and pedigrees. What's pedigrees? That's my dog food.
No, pedigrees, I think, is like the, oh my God, what is the word I'm trying to say? Like the societal levels of people.
Pedigree.
Okay. I think it's like the societal levels, like ancestry, like upper class.
The record of descendant of an animal to show that it's purebred. But yeah, the recorded ancestry.
Yeah, I think it's like that.
So I shouldn't do that?
This says don't.
Well.
So don't care about that.
I feel like I do that every single day because I have my Indian card. And I'm like, I feel like somebody lied. Like somebody lied to give me this card.
You have a what?
I have an Indian card. Yeah. I have it because, like, I guess I have all the lineage that goes back. But mm-hmm. I did a DNA test. Not a 1% Native American in me.
Same. Like, it's crazy because my mom's great-grandma, or my mom's grandma, is Native American. And, like, my mom looks Native American. And I did ancestry, and I have zero. Like, I am, like, 100%, like, European.
That's crazy because same. And I was like, I feel like which my Indian card does say, I think it says like 1/1,100 and like 50, yeah, you're like, it's basically nothing.
But
I'm just like, how the hell did I get this?
How did that work?
Yeah, I don't use it though, but I could if I ever need.
You really could if you ever wanted like cheap insurance or whatever.
If I'm ever in a pinch.
So, mine and yours today, it says, highly compatible today. You and Taylor are two drooping clouds that hug each other to keep themselves from dissipating into nothing.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's actually maybe accurate.
I think so. Actually, but it's a little dramatic. And I was like, but
I love the drama flair.
But you're real.
Mine says, you and Danielle pursue adventure. Good for teaching each other about the world, analyzing literature, and thoughtful gestures.
Okay. We're gonna give each other what we deserve, apparently.
Yeah.
I just
since ain't like no big boy coming in here, walking in here with flowers, trying to do it for me. I guess I'll take myself to Lowe's.
I think, right? But if any big boys do want to go to Lowe's or bring me flowers,
I'll be there Saturday noon.
We'll make it one because we got.
Actually, yeah, make it one because I have Chili's at noon. But if you want to go by Chili's first, I will be there eating my triple dipper.
Yes.
Wait, we got three appetizers. We ordered salsa, and then I was like, actually, I don't want salsa. I want guacamole. And so we ordered the trio dip.
Yes.
And then they brought out a whole trio dip.
And with two guacamoles with and a cheese dip and salsa.
Yeah, it was a lot.
We
had so many chips. And then we got our triple dipper appetizer because I was like, I know I want an espresso martini, but I also want a cookie at the end of it. I did not make it to the cookie.
No.
The espresso martini fucked up my stomach enough. I did not.
Oh my God. I'm still not over that. You just drank those coffee beans like they were nothing.
I literally, my first thought when I took it was like, I'm taking this like my Lexapro right now.
I'm just swallowing these like anxiety pills. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh God. So I really don't have like a huge high low for this week. My high is that it's just been a really good week. I just feel very good about it. I feel like it's been a very chill week.
Mm-hmm.
I did some fun things today. We don't have to, like, express those yet because I'm not ready to share that with the world. But my low, it's not really a low. It's kind of an embarrassing moment. I went to Neighborhood Market. And I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I'm about to get out, and I go to grab my headphones out of my purse to put them in, because I was like, I have to listen to music or a podcast while I'm in a store. I can't just walk around. I don't know who does that.
You make yourself your own main character. It's the whole point of grocery shopping.
So I get my headphones, I pop them in, and I go to put the case back in my purse. And then somebody's car alarm starts going off. And I'm like, who the fuck has their car alarm going off? Like, it's making me secondhand, like, nervous for them. Yeah. So I'm nervous and I'm embarrassed. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And then I realize it's my car. And I'm like, what the fuck do I do? I didn't touch anything. I literally, like, I shut my car off. Where are your keys? My keys are in my purse. Uh-huh. And so I shut my car off because I'm thinking my car is malfunctioning at this point. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. I didn't touch anything. And then I realized that when I put my headphones back in my purse, I hit the panic button on my key because it's on the side of my key. So I hit the panic button. And so my car is the one going off. And I shut it off and I pretend it never happened.
I remember, like, as a kid, I would, like, try to get into my mom's car. I remember I was at a baseball field one time. I was getting into my mom's car. And my brother and I don't know, we were, like, screwing around or something and, like, locked the door. But then one of us got out while the door was locked. And the car alarm started going off. And we didn't have my mom's keys or anything. And so we couldn't get the car alarm to stop going off. It was so embarrassing. I know your fear.
It was very embarrassing, but I was like, it is what it is. This is life now. I don't know. But, yeah.
I think my low is how fucking sleepy I've been. I've been sleepy.
You've been a very sleepy girl.
I think it's like, I don't know what it is. I'm also on my period. Maybe that's what it is. My body is just like, ugh. But, yeah, I guess that'll be my low. But otherwise, I've had a good week. I've seen my family. I've seen all my family this week besides my dad.
Yeah.
Seen my brothers. I've seen the baby. I've seen my mom.
See your sister?
I didn't see my sister.
So you didn't see your
dad? I didn't see, like, my dad or my sister. But I've seen Corbin and his husband. And we have spooky brunch this weekend.
Oh my god, we do.
So it's like, it's just been a good week. We have good things on our radar.
Yeah, so Sunday we have spooky brunch with the girls. Mm-hmm. I'm so ready for that.
Me too.
I was looking
at my Pinterest today.
I think I'm going to make pancakes, but I think I'm going to make them in shapes.
Yum.
I haven't officially decided, but I have a bunch of cookie cutters. So I was like, what if I just make pancakes in shapes?
Cute little mini pancakes. I like that.
I like that idea.
I think Yana's going to bring a cheese ball. And I'm going to do chocolate-covered strawberries. Ooh. I think I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to use my guest that I'm bringing to bring the savory thing, and I'm going to bring the sweet thing.
I think that works.
I'm sorry if that's cheating.
Well, I'm going to bring pancakes because I'm making them, and then I'm going to bring mimosas.
Perfect. I like how we're going to bring things to our own house.
we're gonna bring them. It'll be good, though.
Provide them at the function.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I'm really excited. I think everybody else is really excited as well.
Yeah. So, our patio is such a vibe, too.
I'm turning
the lights on.
I'm just never going to leave here.
I know. I'm like, this is fine. I could just stay here the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to do anything with my day.
No. No, I could work from here. Like, I could just work from home tomorrow. Who needs me at work? No one needs me at work.
No, I am not needed.
I'm not. Well, I mean, I would be working. So, like, if you needed me, I would still have my computer. But you don't need me physically there.
Just don't need me, period.
That too. Well, thanks, guys. We're gonna hang out on the patio now.
Yeah. Oh, a bird just joined us.
Oh, all right, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.